The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Gavin.
When it comes to travel, I think you have two different groups of people. I think you have the drivers and the flyers.
Absolutely.
I grew up a driver. Like, my family always drives. I drive. And right now, I don't think either option sounds fantastic.
Right.
Because you have drivers dealing with insane gas prices, and then flyers are dealing with canceled flights, delayed flights, all of this stuff. My wife flew this last weekend, and I stayed like 10 minutes from the airport because I was pretty sure it was going to get canceled.
Yeah.
And it didn't.
She actually made a flight.
Yeah, and it was
She's on time. She's the unicorn.
She is.
She's the one person that actually made a flight this weekend. That's amazing.
But there was one man and his family. They were ran into a situation where Delta, the flight they were flying with, was asking them to bump their flight and delay it. They were going on this trip to Alaska. Delta actually offered them $10,000 in Visa gift cards to get the whole party bumped to a later flight. We're not talking about vouchers. Not vouchers or anything like that. $10,000 for them to spend.
That is crazy. I've been on flights before where I couldn't take the bump, where they're offering $250 in Delta money, and then it goes up the higher, because they always oversell their flights. That's how they keep them full, because people don't show up, you know, or they miss flights and stuff. And so I remember, like, somebody once told me, they said, you can go up to them and say, well, I will take the bump, but I want what your last bump is, because they always increase it. So you can say, I'll do it for the 700 you're going to get to or whatever. But 10 grand, I've never heard of that. So did they take it?
He did not take it.
Oh, I wonder if they had a cruise or some kind of time thing, time-sensitive issue.
He did say that he was worried that their plans in Alaska would be impacted by this decision, but he is a little touchy around the subject because his wife is still mad at him for refusing take the money. And 10,000, you know, it's for 8 people, so if you divvy it up, it's not this insane amount of money, but it's still a lot
of
money.
But trying to get all 8 of those people back to Alaska would be problematic
absolutely.
Well. Like, I know people have taken different flights, couples. Like, they were offering a bump, and it was really good, and so one of them was like, you take the flight, I'll meet you there in, you know, 4 hours or whatever. But trying to do a family vacation like that, I get why he didn't. But usually, man, I'm surprised the wife is like...
I know.
Usually it's the guy that's like, yeah, let's take the money and run, and they're like, no, you cannot even remotely consider this because of this, this, and this. We don't think that way.
I will say it's fair, I think, in his mind, because when it comes to a delay, you're told... You know, oh, it's going to be, you know, blah, 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 so-and-so a few hours from now.
No.
And then that flight gets delayed, and then that flight gets delayed. So I can understand if you had things that you booked, or maybe you just wanted to get there. You're tired of traveling with 5 different kids. You're like, I just want to get there.
Yeah,
I get
if you're
that.
Traveling with kids, 10 grand isn't enough. Maybe 100 grand. Uplifting way of him. This is the Wally Show. Got another 4th of July in the record books. So what we're going to do is your one word 4th, okay? One word to describe your 4th of July weekend, like maybe a highlight of the weekend. Mine, I'll go first, is booty. Normally I would ask Gavin to guess what I, you know, am describing, but I don't want him to because I'm afraid of what he'll say.
So, I don't want to guess.
Thank you.
I don't think.
Thank you. Booty, B-O-T-T-Y, like a pirate's booty.
Yes.
Okay, is where I'm going
treasure.
With this. We had some friends visiting us, and they have an 8-year-old son and a 5-year-old daughter. And I thought it would be fun. I had borrowed my friend's metal detector to locate the pins of my property. And so I had the metal detector. I thought, oh, this will be fun. I'll take some coins, wrap it up in a rag, and bury it in the ground the day before. I'll ask them to help me find the pins, and then they'll find treasure. So we go out, and we're beep, 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 beep. I'm like, oh, what is that, man? And they got little shovels, and it's under a rock. I'm like, man, people used to hide money under rocks all the time. You know, it's like, that would be so crazy. And so I'm like, beep. lady, like, why don't you guys dig there and just see? And so they start digging there, and then they see this, like, rag, and like, what? There's something under here. And the excitement grows, and all of a sudden they pull it out, and they feel it. They're like, it's got to be money. And they just lose their minds. It was so great. And so we're clipping the money out and the tie that was holding it all together, and they just cannot believe this. I'm like, we got to go in and do what pirates do and split it up. So we go in and we lay all this money out on the table, and it was money I'd taken from my wife's change drawer.
Oh, funny.
And in my car, and I just put a bunch of coins in there. So we're splitting it all up, and I said, okay, no fighting. And don't be greedy, no crying, anything like that, okay? So that, or it all goes to me since it was my house. So I'll give it all to you guys. We'll split it between you two. So then I knew there might be odd numbers of coins. So we're doing all the quarters first and the nickel. So anything that was an odd number, I just pulled back over to my place. And then I'd figure out how to divvy it up later. And so as we're doing it, the precious five-year-old sees a quarter and a nickel and a dime in front of me. And she goes, wait a minute. I thought you weren't taking any of this money.
Oh, no.
I'm like, wait a minute. We taught the complete wrong lesson. I saw greed at its finest.
That's awesome.
It was unbelievable how it devolved, because we went back out to look for more things, the pins, and they started digging. And then the brother was like, well, Evelyn starts crying, and the brother's like, well, she's not helping anymore, so she's out.
Like, oh, my goodness.
What just happened?
These kids.
And my wife the whole time was like, this is a bad idea. And I'm like, no, it's a great idea. Overall, still a great idea. And,
oh, yeah.
And they'll never forget that.
It's funny because I think if, as a, you know, you're talking like 4 or 5 year olds.
Yeah.
I would have been just as excited as a 26 year old to find treasure in my backyard.
Absolutely. I think my wife was the one that lost, though, because I took the money out of her change drawer. They each got $14.
Nice. That's good for when you're that young.
Yeah. She was like, you took how much? I'm like, I don't know. I just took a handful.
It's just coins.
I know. That's it. So there you go. That's how we do it. What is your one word fourth? And tell us the story around it. 855-33-WAY-FM. Hopefully you're back to headed to work and ready to do this thing. 855-33-WAY-FM. What do you got?
Tedious.
Oh, that could be so many different things. You were making your own fireworks, and it's very tedious work if you want to do it properly without losing any fingers. Am I right?
Absolutely.
No way. I totally made that up. Are you kidding me?
No.
Okay. There's no way. I got all excited for a minute. You're good at this, Jennifer. All right. What does tedious mean?
We left on Sunday after church from Key West, and we're moving to South Alabama, and I've got a howling cat in the car.
Oh, my goodness. Why would you leave Key West? It's paradise.
Or military.
Oh. So you get to experience a lot of paradises in your lifetime.
Yep. Now we're moving toward Pensacola, so we're going to live like 30 minutes into Alabama.
Oh, well, that's cool. It's just the same as Key West. I mean, it's nothing like Key West.
I was going to say.
But you know what? As long as you have your family with you, that's all that matters.
My husband's behind me in a 26-foot U-Haul with my 11-year-old, and I got my 9-year-old daughter in the car and the howling cat.
Oh, wow. It sounds like he won, actually.
Yeah, he did.
Hey, good luck and have a safe trip. We appreciate you listening. Thank you.
224 miles to go.
Woo! You're almost there. What do you got?
Elvis.
Okay, I'm going to guess that you went to see the Elvis movie, although I'm hoping you went to Vegas instead and saw an Elvis impersonator.
No, I'm a nerd. I went to see the movie.
I had seen that movie, too, and I was amazed at how many older people, older than me, believe it or not, like I'm 53, and how many older people were in the theater, and they were, like, talking all through it. I think reminiscing, because most of the people I was with, I think, had seen Elvis at one point in time.
I only saw him on TV, but I've always been intrigued by his life. And did you feel sorry for him after that movie? I kind of felt sorry for him.
Yeah, I did. I think that there is a price to fame that a lot of people aren't aware of or don't think of, because we just think where we don't have it, oh, it's so great. You've got all this money. You can do whatever you want. Sometimes being known and that well known can make you absolutely the loneliest person on the planet. It's a weird irony.
Yeah, because, I mean, mean, even his relatives, he didn't have anybody that didn't want something from him that he didn't have to pay for. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's how I feel sometimes with Betty and Gavin. It's like, I think they're only here because of my job.
Oh, you're right, by the way.
Random acts of audio.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. Our random act of audio today comes to us courtesy of a janitor at an elementary school who kind of got to live out his dream. He was doing a mic check before assembly.
Nice.
And usually you walk up like, mic check, check, 1, 2, check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Well, apparently this janitor doesn't play by those rules. This janitor decided to do some karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
And during the thing and do a little Don't Stop Believing by Journey, which is this song here. Don't
stop. Classic.
Oh, yes. One of the best rock and roll songs of all time. Bar none, until you just did that now.
No.
So here is the janitor doing his version.
Just a small town girl.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
Hits the high note.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like surprised. This is where he knows the crowd, though. He's like, starts to motion for the kids to get up.
And they do.
And they all get up, and they lose their minds. Like, yeah, now we can just do whatever we want to do. This is great. But, I mean, this, how fun is that, man? Like, and I love surprises like that, where you see somebody come up that you don't expect something from them, and then they just own it.
Yeah, and luckily the surprise was that he was
good.
Really good. Because you could stand up there and be bold and confident and sound terrible, but like... Not that he sounds exactly like, you know, Journey
does. No one does.
But he's really good.
Yeah. My daughter, we were on a cruise one time, and I love this. The guy, she's a Broadway person, and so there was a guy playing Broadway songs, Josh, and he could see her singing along with him, and so he started challenging her to sing with him, like, do you know this song? And she's in the middle of this thing, and she just starts ripping off all of these, like, even obscure songs following him. And it was one of those moments where people were watching, like, and kind of sitting there going, wait, what's happening? Is this girl part of the show? She's just like, oh, you know. She gets the high note, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And, like, people were, like, at the bar, they're, like, looking at it, like, what in the world just happened? It's like, so those moments, I think, are super cool. Because people that can do that, for the people that of us that can't, it's always impressive, you know. So good on this janitor. That's your random act of audio for today.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Wally-ish.
So I have a quote, Gavin, from an athlete, and I'm curious if you know who this is from, what lady this is. She says, to do things that you love and push yourself to your absolute limits, when things get difficult and still give it a try, you know you might actually just come out victorious. What famous woman athlete do you think that is?
That feels... Serena Williams-esque.
Oh, that's a great guess.
Greatest tennis player of all time. Feels like something she could say.
Great guess. No, that is actually the woman's hot dog eating record holder, Miki Sudo, who downed 40 hot dogs and buns during the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
40?
Yeah. So, I mean, she's very inspirational. She skipped last year because she was pregnant, which you would think, like, typically women say they're so hungry during pregnancy, like, she could have, like, done even better.
Yeah, what if she had had, like, just, like, the random day,
right,
had hot dog cravings?
I know, just owned that thing. So, no, that's her, though. But the Nathan's contest was not without incident this year, believe it or not. Arguably the most famous competitive eater outside of Kobayashi. You know, I know there's some debate there, but it's Joey Jaws Chestnut. He won his 15th annual Nathan's Championship hot dog eating contest. He ate 63 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes.
And that, I've heard, is not his record. His record, I think, is like 76.
Yeah.
But still, like, I maybe max out. If I'm eating hot dogs and I'm crazy hungry, yeah, I maybe max out at 4.
Oh, that's more than I thought. I 2 and I'm done. Like, I cannot eat more than that. I've run my course at that point.
60.
Well, although this year, as it might have seemed business as usual for Joey, it was not. The contest was interrupted by a protester wearing a Darth Vader mask. Whoa. The guy rushed up on the stage, and Joey's sitting there down in hot dogs. He gets bumped into, like, what's going on? Sees the guy, puts him in a chokehold, and then throws him to the ground. And here's what I love. True competitor, keeps eating.
Yeah.
Keeps going. Like,
still won.
Didn't throw him off. He was the only one affected by it, but it didn't throw him off, and he was still the winner. So another protester then in a white stormtrooper mask also snuck up behind them with a sign saying, "Expose Smithfield's Death Star." Oh, you people, nerdy people.
What,
Smithfield
in the world?
Is the company that I guess makes the hot dogs.
Oh, sure.
So
okay.
They're like protesters. Nobody can just enjoy anything anymore.
I know, it's just hot dogs.
I know. Somebody is bent about something and has to make an issue out of everything. It just drives me absolutely insane. It's like, guys, we just need to take a breather. We need to take a minute. There's so much heavy. There's so much seriousness, so much bad going on. Like, just let the things that are good, just let them happen.
Just
you know?
Let people eat 60 hot dogs in 10 minutes in peace.
Look, if you're really that upset about it, he's going to get his in about an hour. Like, like, you just know this is not pleasant. It's pleasant for him, okay? Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And recently caught up with our friend Colton Dixon. And he's a great artist, and if you want to see any of our game that we played with him, Shipwreck or Poop Deck, you can just text the word BOAT to 91979, and we'll send you a link to that. But I was asking about his family, because his dad and mom are so great, and he was like, yeah, mom's at a professional knife throwing competition.
What?
Like, oh, okay, that's right, because they have this cool axe throwing place and escape room place in Murfreesboro, his parents do. And we went over there one day, and we threw axes and knives, but apparently Colton's mom has gotten really good at it, and like, she's in all these national competitions now.
I'm sure her husband never argues with her.
No, not with that accuracy.
No,
absolutely not. And so it got me to thinking, though, like, what is that thing that you do as a mom that maybe it's not the norm or might surprise people? I'm a mom, but, like, so Colton Dixon's mom could fill that in. I'm a mom, but I'm also a professional knife thrower, you know, kind of thing. So I'm curious for you, what would that be? You know, like, how would you as a mom fill in that blank? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. And so whatever that is, like, if you are not the norm, you don't fit into any mom mold, I'd love to hear that right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm a mom, but fill in the blank. How would you fill in that blank, Michelle?
I'm a mom, but I overhaul diesel engines.
No, really?
Yes, really.
How many kids
that's
do you
what
have?
I do. I have 4.
Like, I can do certain things. I can make things out of wood and carpentry and things like that. But I cannot work on an engine. Like, if it won't start, I'll check the battery. I might tap on the starter. And then that's it. That's the extent of my knowledge of engines. So the fact that you can overhaul an entire diesel engine is pretty impressive, honestly.
Well, thank you. I think that raising 4 kids is even more impressive. Give me an engine any day.
Fill in that blank for us.
I'm a mom, but I'm a truck driver for the world's largest shipping company.
I always wanted to be a truck driver. I thought that would be a really cool life. Was it hard for you as a woman trying to be in what, you know, historically was a male-dominated industry?
I could see how it would be if I was a full-time, but I am only part-time, so I can homeschool my kids. alongside this.
Oh, you should just take him in the truck with you. Put him in the sleeper, you know, and do your homework back there, kids. It's great that you get to drive the truck and still be home with your family, because a lot of times, like the long-haul truck driving stuff, yeah, you miss a lot of birthdays.
Yeah, I do this just part-time, so I can't have time with my kids and my husband.
Well, Jennifer, I appreciate you taking the time to call us from the rig there and being on the show with us today.
Thank you. I have to tell you, I listen to you guys on the road every day. You guys encourage me and build me up, and I greatly appreciate you guys and what you do.
Oh, well, that's good, because we got to keep you calm, because driving in traffic, I would lose my ever-loving mind. There's no way I could do what you do.
Amen. Amen.
She's a truck-driving girl. She's a truck-driving girl.
Monday School is what Wally learned at church in 3 minutes or less. Think of it as like the Twitter version of church.
So in part of our message, we looked at the Lord's Prayer, and more specifically the end, where we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done, or if you're old school King James, thy.
Ooh.
That's how I always hear it in my head. And we were saying that, you know, God is in control, and we need to look at every situation as to how this affects God's kingdom. But living this out in our lives should cause us to pause and be mindful of how everything we're doing affects the kingdom of God and not us. But I think for most of us, there are two kingdoms at war. There's the kingdom of God, where God is the king, and then there's the kingdom of us, where we are putting ourselves in that position, and we're the center of the universe. And I know I have to constantly watch creating like an internal coup and removing God from the throne and placing myself in power. And if you look at history and all the people who were actual kings, historically, most of them created a comfy world for themselves, you know, while the people around them suffered. And it's kind of the same for us. If we set ourselves up as the king or queen of our kingdom, we can be comfortable, but we try to avoid as much pain as possible, and we expect everything and everyone to serve our needs. But when we do that, it's not good for the people around us. They're missing out on us sharing God with them, you know? And so if we make God the king in the center of our life, and we live out thy will, not my will be done, it shifts our focus, and we'll be about pointing people to God and his kingdom. And, you know, even if that makes it tough or uncomfortable for us, it's the right thing to do. And that is thy will type living. And it also helps you when you understand that and you understand Jesus' authority in your life, it actually helps you with trust. And so the crazy part of all of this is, though, in giving up control, it leads to peace and contentment. So if you're in a place where you're weary, unhappy, and maybe not even sure why, just take a quick inventory and look and see who you've made king of your kingdom. Mm. And that might be a really great place to start and make some changes in your life. So there you go. That's going to do it for your Monday School for today. If there's one thing that COVID showed us, it's that we don't have to be in the same office, let alone the same state, to get things done. Hey, it's Wally, and I thought when it came to things like a new home loan or a cash-out refinance, I would never look to the internet. But man, I was wrong. I am so glad I found United Faith Mortgage. Sure, we started online, but every time I call, they pick up, and more than that, they know me. Plus, they're faith-based, family-owned, and they have a direct lender advantage, which might help you get a better rate, saving you big money. I did a cash-out refinance with United Faith Mortgage, and here's my guy, Ryan, on why it works.
I've never seen a market quite like this, where the values have increased so much over the last couple of years. If you're looking to put that dream pool in your backyard, pay off some credit card debts, whatever it may be, now is definitely the time to give a phone call and see what we could do for you.
So if you need a new home loan, they got you. If you want to do a cash out refinance like I did, they got you. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting WayFM.
He's wise beyond his years.
I can't really tell, but it seems like he's very good.
Here's Gavin.
I'm sure everybody remembers that time in their life when they were truly finding their independence as a young adult, when they were leaving their home and fending for themselves for the first time. I only did that 4 years ago at this point.
And I was born as an adult.
You really were.
I fended for myself from the time I was a day old. No, like older generations are always like, yeah, I did everything myself. And we did. And, you know, we had help and stuff. And we had to learn things. I remember the first time cooking something on a stove after I had moved out. And I'd see my mom do it a million times, and I had so many questions. I'm like, how? Wait a minute. How do I? And I had to call her. I'm like, hey, how do I do this?
I only did laundry probably for the first time, like, the last year before I went to school. And I'm still at this point. Like, my parents would separate everything, do it on hot socks, underwear on this. I just do everything on cold.
Absolutely.
That's my way of adulting.
One load, be done.
But I do think that my generation struggles to be an adult.
Yeah.
Is what I would say about me and my peers.
I think you guys like being helpless.
I think so.
There's an element of it that's like, well, I can't do it. And then because you know somebody's going to swoop in and do it for you.
And that's not, you know, true for every last one of us.
Every last one it's true for. Yeah, everyone.
I'm included in that for sure. But to, you know, prove this, I think that there's actually a class that the University of Michigan State is offering this summer to help teenagers and young adults with learning the new responsibilities that they have now that they are independent.
Okay.
It is literally called Adulting 101.
So funny. I want to make fun of this, but it's actually not a bad idea.
No.
If you were doing it for incoming freshmen and they come in and you're like, okay, you're going to need to know how to do some stuff. You're going to need to do some laundry. You're going to have to know how to maybe feed yourself if you're not in the chow hall. You're going to have to know how to balance. Well, not, you know, no one balances their checkbook anymore.
No.
But like, make sure that you're not spending more than you have.
Yeah.
You
and know? It's like a pivotal time in your life where you could go either the responsible route or you could get like incredibly irresponsible.
Sure.
And that's very detrimental. So some of the lectures that they include this summer is July 12th. They're doing Getting Organized.
Okay.
So that includes various digital tools to help you stay organized. They'll discuss to-do list, keeping a calendar, reducing clutter, and finding things faster.
You also need, like, life skills, like talking to a human face to face, because you guys text and you like, my daughter's in that generation too where they don't do a lot of face to face well. And when you live in a dorm, for example, you're forced to do face to face and you're forced to conflict resolve. Like, conflict resolution would be a great class for college kids, for anybody really, and like how to get a successful win-win situation out of difficult things and not run from it, I think would be really helpful.
I'd still take that now.
You need that now.
I would say. The next class they have is home food preservation. This actually, I think, is interesting. Learning what food you should buy, what's, you know, good cuts of meat, good vegetables, how long you can have things, how long they can stay in a freezer.
Yeah.
And then I think this one, very interesting. The last class they have is informed renter. Know your rights and responsibilities as a tenant. They'll talk about rental processes, finding a place to live, and what you are truly responsible for and entitled to.
Oh, yeah. My daughter just went through this. She had to sign a lease, and it was a big girl lease, you know. And so we tried to help her and guide her, but there were a million questions, and she had to navigate things herself and figure things out, you know, because that's part of growing up and being an adult. And if you do it all for them, even though you want to, as a parent, you got to step back and you got to let them make some mistakes because that's really the way you learn. Well, there you go. That's going to do it for your news. Thank you, Gavin.
One and done.
One and done. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wallace Show. We're going to play a fast-paced game show with you right now. You have a chance to win a prize, but here's the way it works. I ask you one simple question, just one. And you have 2.5 seconds to answer. That's it. And we're counting, okay? So you make your answer. If you get it right, you instantly win a prize. Boom! One and done. If you get it wrong, I just hang up on you. We probably won't exchange many pleasantries. It's just going to be brutal. And I'm going to hang up on you because I got to see if we can get more people done in this short amount of time. Give everybody a chance to win a prize here, okay? So that's the way it works. It's the one and done game. I need to know that you're okay with those rules. If you're okay with the chance, the lady or the tiger, you know, and getting hung up on as quickly as possible, if you're good with that, if you have thick skin, this is your game. So again, random weird knowledge, all right? So there's no preparing for this. There's no test you can take. This is a test of life.
You either have it or you don't have it.
You just got to know stuff. If you're that person that everyone is just like, how do you know that? You're perfect for this game, you know? If you're not, cheer somebody on today. Because, it might not be your thing. Because, again,
you do need the thick skin because I've seen you before. Yep. It's like a shark in the water. There's no mercy.
And I hate it. I don't like it. But those are the rules, okay? And I am bound by the rules that I created. Like, I cannot step outside of them. I have to play within them, and so do you. So here we go. 855 33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to take a chance here with one and done, we got some prizes that can be won as well. Here we go. This is your one and done question, all right?
Okay.
What was the tiny pocket in your jeans originally designed for? Was it A, coins, B, mints, or C, a pocket watch? What do you think? Remember, one and done. Couple seconds to
pocket
answer.
Pocket watch.
Pocket watch. Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
Gavin, we got a winner! Nicely done! Congratulations,
thank you.
Ginger. You made short work of that, and I don't have to hang up on you. You're a delight.
Woo!
And now, sadly, like even with girls' pockets, the full-size pocket, you'd be lucky to fit a pocket watch in there.
That is very true.
Well, congratulations. Hang on a second.
Thank
You're
you.
Our first winner on, you know, one and done game.
Awesome. Thanks.
All right, Renee, you have some very big shoes to fill. Ginger just won her round of one and done. So now you get the same rules, different question. Going to ask you a question. You have 2.5 seconds to answer. If you get it right, you win. If you get it wrong, I hang up on you mercilessly. Okay.
Okay.
A cow-bison hybrid. You know, a cow and a bison mixed together. What is that called?
Cow bison hybrid?
Yep.
By cow? No. Cow by?
Cow by. No, I'm so sorry. It's beefalo.
Buffalo,
yeah,
okay.
Like buffalo, cows are beef. They kind of put those two together. It's known as a beefalo, which I'm sorry. I hope you're not going to have a beef with me because I now have to officially hang up on you, and I am so sorry.
Okay, that's...
Oh, I hate myself for having to do that. Unfortunately, Renee did not pull it out, and that is going to do it for our one and done game. Uplifting Away FM, this is The Wally Show, and I came across this article that was like, women need downtime on weekends more than men. Okay.
I can understand that.
If you have kids.
Perspective of having kids, yes.
Absolutely. Because that's like a full-time job that like never, ever ends. We had some friends in that have kids over the weekend, and it's just nonstop. I've forgotten what that time was like because my daughter's 24 now. I forgot what it's like to have a 5-year-old.
It was exhausting.
Oh, Mr. Wally. Like, oh, okay, I got it. And so like I get where a lot of raising of the children on the daily falls on women's laps more so. So I totally get that. But it did make me start thinking about like sentences that we say, you know, like women need more downtime, you know, and sometimes you can add a word to a sentence and it totally changes the context of that sentence. Like if you were talking to your wife and you know, she's tired and stressed out and you say, what do you need? Not a problem. Oh, please, I need to take the kids over here. I need to do this. But one word can change that entire sentence if you say, what do you need now?
Yeah, that's dangerous.
That one word just escalates the entire situation like that. And I've done that before. Or what do you possibly need?
Oh,
like,
why would you do that?
Another death word, you know, and stuff like that. So I am curious if you've ever watched the words leave your mouth as a guy or as a woman, you've heard that sentence from somebody that you're like, you know what? You should have stopped. You should have left that one word out because that just made this entire thing escalate on us, all right? So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. So if you've got one of these sentences, I'd love to hear yours. Again, especially, too, if you've walked through it and you were in a situation, you're like, oh, did you just say it? You did. Okay. We're in it now. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We'll take your one word that changed the context of a sentence now. Maddie, what is a time you've heard a sentence that someone added one word too many?
It was more like a sentence at the end of it. He asked me to go check something out to see if it met my standards.
Oh, and from the context of that, it's almost like saying you're high maintenance.
Yep.
Are you, though?
I asked him.
Oh, sorry. I shouldn't have added that. I should have left it right where it was.
Oh, no. He learned what the standards are now. He's doing good.
Oh, he's doing good. I taught him a serious lesson. Oh, it's a learning process for us as men, Maddie. That's for sure. Well, I appreciate you being on the show.
Have a great one.
All right, Potties, you're making a difference because of you and the people that listen to the show on Way FM terrestrially, if you want to call it that. We have sent over 47,000 meals to the people that are struggling in Ukraine after they've been displaced because of the war. That is pretty stinking amazing. And I love the fact that you're getting to partner with us in ministry right now in a very tangible way. You're not only helping feed people, but you're also making sure that they get the gospel as well. So thank you so much. But sadly, as the war stretches on, the need is still there and becoming greater. Here's the great news, though. It only takes 25 cents to send one meal. So for about the cost of a dinner out for you and your family, you could make sure that a couple hundred meals are sent to Ukrainian refugee families. Can you imagine what a relief that is for moms who have no idea how they're going to feed their kids from day to day? This is truly ministering to the orphans and widows, like the Bible says in James. And we'd love to keep that going and send another 25,000 meals to Ukraine in just the next couple weeks. I'm in. I'll never ask you to do something I'm not willing to do myself. So if you want to help out, just text the word WALLY to 91999. And again, thank you so much for even considering this. And let's make a difference. Let's do something huge today. Again, text the word WALLY to 91999.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Betty Rock is out today, so you are stuck with me doing least of these. Gavin, how long is a long movie for you? Because you like Marvel movies, and they're like sometimes those are like a week long.
They are, actually. I think 2.5 hours for a movie that I love is okay.
Okay.
Nothing, and I mean nothing, should go past 2:45.
Yeah, there's a big law of diminishing returns for me where we get to about 2 hours.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's got to be great to keep going beyond that. Well, James Cameron, you might have, if you've gone to the movies recently, you've probably seen the sequel, the trailer for the sequel to Avatar 2.
And it's been like 10 years since the first one came
out. Yeah, and I mean, when it first came out, it was a big deal because it was all CGI, mm-hmm. you know, and so it was basically voice actors, everything was created, so it was a big deal. Now it's not as big of a deal anymore because everything's CGI. So it's kind of like the story better be great, you know, to because the technology isn't what you're drawn in there for anymore.
No, they should have struck more when the iron was hot when it did come out. This is sort of an after the fact. And yeah, like I can't remember the name of a single character from that movie.
Well, this sequel might be in the realm of 3 hours long.
No,
yeah,
that's too much.
And I think James Cameron, who's the producer, director and everything, is already getting ramped up for the complaints. And so he's like, he says, quote, "I don't want anyone whining about the length when they sit and binge watch TV for 8 hours." He's like getting aggressive with it. You know?
That is funny. I mean, he's got a solid point because just yesterday I found a new show and I watched it for a good 4 hours.
Right, yeah.
And I mean, I get it. They're going to put...
But you can get up and tinkle. You can hit pause.
That's also true.
That's a big deal, man. That's a big deal. So Sigourney Weaver, I guess, is going to be back in this one. But even though her character died in the first one, spoiler alert, sorry, it's been 15 years. Deal with it. I guess she's playing a different character in this one.
I didn't know she was in the first one.
Yeah.
I completely forgot.
I mean, it seems interesting enough, but you're going to have to wait all the way till December 16th.
Oh,
like,
man.
They're already... I hate it when they promote a movie this far in advance because it like piques my interest. Like, oh, maybe I'll see that. And then I forget about it between now and then I miss it.
And that's the busiest time of the year. As well, when you're trying to get all of this stuff done, you want to try and fit a 3-hour movie in?
I've started going to movies Christmas Day. That's become kind of our tradition now. And I actually find I really like it. It's a lot of fun. I went to see American Underdog last year. Yeah, this is a movie I was in. It's not a big deal.
Not a big deal at all.
Well, apparently it wasn't because no one recognized my voice because my face wasn't even in it. And I didn't even get free popcorn.
I did miss it. I will be honest.
Yeah, it was not a big deal. Unfortunately, I was hoping it would be like someone, hey, that was you. No one noticed. But I'll tell you, man, I saw that Elvis movie. It is 2.5 hours long. And around an hour and a half in, I realized he's not bloated or addicted yet. We still have a ways to go. And I had to buckle up and hunker down because it was like, it was a long, long movie.
Do you see yourself spending 3 hours at a movie theater for Avatar
Absolutely
on Christmas
not.
This year?
Absolutely not. There's no way. I won't put my wife through that. I don't think she would go.
Good
but
man.
Yeah, there's no way I could do that one. Money, 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 money. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. And I love to travel, and one of my favorite parts of traveling, like especially if you go out of the country, is going to all these little markets and different kind of, in essence, thrift stores or like tiny little like markets and things like that. And they always say to negotiate, you know, like because they hit you high as a tourist and then you negotiate down. And I love that. I love the back and forth of it, and it's fun. And to the point where I will even try to negotiate things here in the States.
Oh, really?
At places you probably shouldn't try to negotiate things.
You're just at Walmart trying to get your steak price down.
Yeah. Hey, what can you do for me here? I'm a pretty loyal customer, you know. So I like a good deal. And apparently people agree with me that unless something is 50% off, then it's not a good deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's like my wife, when she'll come home from shopping, she loves to play the game. How much did I pay for this? And if I guess too high, she gets frustrated with me. She's like, you know I would never pay that.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. So I have to be in that sweet spot. And for her, she'll wait and watch something until it goes 70% off, and then she's all in, you know. But even 50% for her is good, but it's not great.
Sure. So you have to be, like, patient for the absolute best bargain.
Because she likes telling the story. That's 100% the thing, man. And I think a lot of people are wired that way. Like, we had posted this on our Facebook where you can join in and always be part of the conversations we have there and here on the show. But there was a lady, Phoebe, she said, my husband works at a local store and gets an employee discount. When they had marked Christmas trees down from $40 to 90% off, because you have to, when you, like, if you're going to buy Christmas stuff, buy it after Christmas for the next year, because otherwise it's too expensive, especially trees. So 90% off $40. So with his discount, I got paid 5 cents for taking it off their hands.
She made money?
She made 5 cents on that deal to take the tree out of the store. It's almost like stealing. Like, that is a great deal. I love that. I watch couponing shows and stuff. I just think I'm fascinated by the mentality. So here's your chance. Maybe the people in your life, when you tell them the deal they got, that you got, they roll their eyes. Not here. We're going to celebrate you. What is your biggest bargain? I'd love to know. This lady crushed it, you know, and maybe you're that person that's always looking for that deal. What'd you get? You can brag. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We love having you on the show with us. If you can't get through for some reason, you can always post on Facebook. Just search Wally Show. But 855-33-WAY-FM, what's your big bargain? What is the best bargain you've got?
So my best bargain, and it was a complete God thing, was I sold my house and looking for a new house. And in today's market, you know, everything was going $40,000, $50,000 more than asking. And I got my house for $12,000 less than asking.
Wow. So, I mean, sure, you probably had water leaks, asbestos, and really harmful things under power lines.
My house is beautiful. It is everything that we prayed for.
You found the unicorn, because I have been looking for a house for a few years. And same thing. We would go and we'd look at a house, and I would talk to the realtor and go, hey, I this is a beautiful house. I think I'd like to make an offer probably on this. But realistically, where are you at? She's like, well, we have 15 offers, and all of them are at least 50. $50,000 over. And I'm like, well, hey, good talking to you.
It was unbelievable. My son was like, put a bid in, and I asked her how many bids, and she said, we don't have any bids. And I said, well, really, you know, I can't even give what she's asking. I said, this is my bid.
Wow.
And she goes, well, we'll put it in and we'll pray. And 2 days later, the lady was like, yeah, she's accepting your bid. And I was like, are you all fine?
That is amazing.
It was amazing.
You know, it's really interesting. You say, you know, and we prayed about it, and you feel like this was God's house for you. I've struggled through this. Honestly, I've really struggled through this because I have a nice house. Like, I don't need to move. It's a want, not a need. And so I have a real hard time praying to get this house that I don't need. And like, I'm like, well, does God really care or want me to have another house, you know? And so I've really struggled through that. Maybe I should pray on it a little bit more.
Should pray. No, you should, because God says I want to be a part of everything in your life. everything. And he's probably up there going, I'm waiting.
Yeah, yeah. Probably so if I would humble myself. He'd hook me up. You're probably right. It's more of a lesson about prayer than it is about a house, probably.
And you know what? I got to tell you, that is initially what I thought, too. You know, and then I was like, no, God wants to be a part of every part of our life.
So, Wendy, what was your biggest bargain?
So, it's actually my husband. He got my engagement ring for like 80% off. It was the year after, it was our first anniversary because we couldn't afford something beforehand. And he had Kohl's cash and it was on sale and he had a coupon and it was like a $5,000 ring that he got for $500.
What? That's wow. Crazy. Mm-hmm. Is it real?
And it's beautiful.
I feel like I have to ask.
Yes, it is real diamonds.
And you're not bothered at all by the fact that he used Kohl's cash and coupons and stuff, right?
Not at all. Well, especially because we were already married, so it's our money.
That's true. Like, my wife likes it when I save money. If I, like, that's her love language. If I ever want to impress her, if I buy stuff and I tell her how much I saved and I used 14 coupons, I went to 3 different stores, price matched and stuff, she's so proud of me when I do that.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Well, Wendy, thanks for being on with us. You're the best, girl.
Thanks, Wally.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.